The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where diversity and opportunity are one, from education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation. This program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Welcome, welcome, welcome on this beautiful day. This is Carl Welch, and you're listening to the Silicon Valley Business Connections. I have two incredible gentlemen that we're going to talk to today, one before the break and one after the break. The first one, though, I like to call Dr. John. I'm not sure if he is a musician, but I know he's one heck of an engineer. Dr. John C. Hale, hailing from Indy, by way of Texas, by way of the Air Force, by way of Australia and everywhere else. This gentleman is a brilliant engineer. John is the COO and the founder of a company, and we're going to talk more about the company, called Phi Gaming, PHI Gaming. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, how you doing, Carl? Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for you. It's an honor to be here.
I am blessed to be here, and you are an incredible, you've had an incredible journey coming from where you come from to where you are now. You grew up in Indian, Texas, and then I understand you went to the Air Force and you became an aeronautical engineer?
Yes, sir, I sure did.
Okay.
Yep. And then on many helis.
Yeah, and you flew planes, and then that's all great. That's all fantastic. Thank you for serving your country. Tell me a little bit about Phi Gaming, and then we're going to go back into some of your past in a little bit. But tell me a little bit about Phi Gaming.
Yeah, so Phi Gaming was started by me and my partner. We both come out of the gaming industry, and we found a gap in the industry around loyalty. So what our kiosk, we built a kiosk, 43-inch screen, touch screen, server-based, wireless device that sits on the casino's floor. And what that device does, it promotes loyalty. And when I say loyalty, I mean, so when you go into a casino, oftentimes when you're playing your slot machines and that kind of thing, you go to your players club and you get a card and you put that card into the slot machine. And that, and when you put your card into the slot machine, it's actually reading who you are as a person, mm-hmm. and then as you play, you get points. So it's similar like going to go to the store, when you buy stuff, you get points in like Walgreens and a few other ones. It facilitates points. So what our kiosk does, it sits on the floor, and instead of the patron having to come in and go into the booth to have a live person do it to facilitate their loyalty, they go to the kiosk.
Okay.
Put the card in the kiosk, and there's a back end to the system where the marketing manager or whoever else is in charge of loyalty, they can run promotions to the kiosk an example.
While they're there?
Right. While they're there, right. Oh. So what they do is they send a promotion down to the kiosk, and when the patient logs in, they have games, they have certain things they can buy and that kind of thing.
Oh, interesting. So it's real-time promotions while the person is there. So. Yes. When they put their card in, does it have data about them? Obviously, like who they are, where they're from.
Absolutely.
And information they've collected. Do they like playing blackjack or baccarat or whatever those things are? Does it have that type of data so that I can turn around and then just send them a promotion about the blackjack table?
Absolutely. So what it does, we tap into what's called the casino management system. And that can mean the casino management system is required by GLI, which is the regulations. Every casino has to have that in the U.S., Nevada. So all the information is there. We're just tapping into that information. So when the card goes in, we're hitting the system, bringing that information out, and everything is there about that patron, you know, including the tier, how many points they got, what's the birthday, who they are, what like, all that information is. So whatever's in the CMS, we're able to access.
And that the patrons for something like that, I'm sure the patrons doesn't feel like that's in any way an invasion, but it do they feel like that's an enhancement to their playing skills or their playing time?
Well, you know what? That's a really good question, Carl. It's real smart. So what this kiosk does for the patron is it's almost like a trained behavior. So when you come into the casino and you're a gambler and you go to the casino all the time, the first thing you want to do is go to the kiosk and say, well, look, does Carl Welch, is there a free buffet on there? Mm. Do you get a free wheel spin? Am I going to give you $5?
Oh, I see.
So you go straight in there first, yeah. Right? And then get your rewards, and then you can go play. Then as you play, they may do a promotion while you're there to keep you in the venue.
So I can go in there and see what I got. If I got something, some sort of reward, I go right there, see what I got, and then as I'm playing, they'll start updating my stuff on my rewards. And
absolutely.
Okay. So that's genius. And you created the software for that.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's ironic. I used to be a software engineer. So what's really good, and I'm sure you know better than anybody, is that we understood what we wanted. We created a statement of work. We did some of the coding, but we actually outsourced some developers in Houston to actually build the software. But all the engineering behind the Ethernet and the wireless connections and all that inside of the box itself, we actually built it internally, yeah. But we gave guidance on the code, and we actually did some of the code ourselves. Absolutely.
But you knew what you wanted. It's like me walking into, and I want this kind of car, and I want this color,
right,
and these wheels, and this
that's
is
right.
going to. That's got to be an incredible opportunity for you. But then you working with casinos, which seem to be. Are casinos hard to work with? You always see them like nefarious people. They think, you know, that are running the casinos like in, you know, what's that show? Ocean's 11 and stuff. So you have to have that type of confidence from the casinos to be able to dig into their internet system and to dig into their server system.
Yep. Well, you know what really helped me and my partner, like I said before, we worked for Aristocrat. So he and I have been in the gaming industry for a very long time. And, you know, the gaming industry is a high barrier to entry. And somebody has to actually get you into the industry. It's really hard to get into.
Right.
But once you're in, everybody knows everybody, right?
Right?
So you can call somebody and say, hey, I need to talk to somebody at the Bellagio.
Uh-huh.
Or, hey, I need to talk to somebody. So somebody you know has been moved around.
Right.
And then once you get your reputation and they know who you are, it's a little bit easier to get your product in there. But then also, as long as you have all your security and the know-how to be able to put it in correctly without violating the regulations,
right,
then it's, you know.
And that's where the trust comes in. You got word
absolutely.
Of mouth, but then your knowledge is your trust. You have to.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're a black-owned company.
Absolutely.
And you, how old is the company, this company here?
No, the company's about 2.5 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. It's funny. We started off with just in a real small room and designed the kiosk, and we had our other company, Aristocrat, bought a copy of our code. Now they distribute our kiosks for us to all their customers. They're a $15 billion company, so we have a white label agreement with those guys.
Wow.
And then we're selling individually in Australia and Johannesburg.
You know I need a job, so you know I'm coming after you.
No, but you're
so
the man.
that's an incredible thing. So where do you go? So you started off as a software engineer. You did gaming in Australia, I understand. And you worked on the ATM banking system, and then you left the company. Now, did you sell your company and then start working with the company that you sold it to, or did you work with some sort of you guys working together?
How's that work? Yeah, so I left San Antonio and enlisted in the Air Force, and I became a GS employee, so civil service and supplying. I came to a company called Aristocrat. At the time, they were a $1 billion company. Now they're a $15 billion company, and that was back in 2007. So each company that I used to work for prior to that was all corporate. So I was corporate America. I was a director at Aristocrat, vice president, publicly traded company for 4 years at Every. After that, I left, and me and my partner started our own company. So we both of us had another corporate life, and I'm sure you know how that goes. And we just decided we wanted to be our own thing, and Okay. And just built on ourselves, and we created the company.
All right. Yeah. So again, the name of the company is Phi Gaming, P-H-I, like Alpha, Phi Alpha.
Yep.
Even though I'm not saying that you are Alpha, I am. But
you
tell us how they can find information on your company if anyone is interested.
Yeah, so you just go to our website. It's www.tryphi, that's TRYPHI.com.
Tryphi.
You can
like
type it in the Google. You can go to the website.
Uh-huh.
All of our information is on there, our bios, how to get a hold of everything there.
That's very interesting. Mr. Dr. John C. Hale.
Yes,
we are talking to Dr. John C. Hale, and the information that you have given us, that you have given me today is new to me. I never knew that they had those loyalty type programs that you can swipe it and then they can. And so they, in essence, the casinos can keep track of you. It's safe. It's safe being in the casinos. They can keep track of a player. They know what a player likes. They like to give the player benefits and all those kind of things. And you are one of the people that help create more excitement casinos.
That's right.
Worldwide. And you work in, real quick, we got less than a minute left. You work in Australia and worldwide with some of the machines that you put in?
Yeah, so we actually are moving our kiosk into Australia, Melbourne and Sydney.
Mm.
We're also moving into Johannesburg, Africa.
Nice.
We have to go in there, and then we're here in Vegas, and we're going around the area here as well. So anywhere in the U.S. as well.
Dr. John C. Hale with the COO and founder of Phi Gaming. I really want to thank you for coming in, talking to
thank
us today.
So
I really appreciate you taking the time. Good luck. And if there's anything that happens that you want us to know, please feel free to give us a call.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
And John, thank you. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about small business advertising, promotions, marketing, public relations, press, and all that kind of stuff, internet media and all that kind of stuff. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in a flash.
This is Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com, or call 408-288-8806. Now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carl Welch. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connection. And, Connections with an S. Carl Davis is on assignment today. And, Carl is very busy over there. Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. And one of the things that they actually do is obviously help small businesses, and they help you find business connections with other businesses. They help you create your business, do business license. They help you build business plans and all of that. And so it's a great place for you if you're really interested in. If you have a small business or interested in building a small business, it's a really good opportunity for you to call the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and sit down with them and go over the things that you need or want. If you are an existing business, one of the things that a lot of small businesses, black or not, have is they have a lack of knowledge on how to advertise and promote. It costs a lot of money. When you're a small business to advertise and promote on the radio and on TV and in print, but with the advent of the internet, advertising is less expensive. It's less of a hassle. It's arduous. There's a lot of work that goes into it. A lot of people need to learn the difference between advertising and promotions. A lot of people need to learn the difference between marketing and public relations. So for the next few minutes, I'm gonna see if I can remember all that I have learned over my 37 years in advertising and promotions, and see if I can talk to you a bit about how simple it is. Now, if you before you learn about advertising, you should get a real basic impression of what advertising is. Right, advertising is specifically a part of outbound marketing activities or activities geared to communicate out to the market. For example, advertising, promotions, and public relations. Right, those are three totally different things. Now, advertising is basically paid promotions. Right, so you advertise, you have to pay $1 or $5, you know, if you're on the internet, $200, $2,000. If you're advertising on the Super Bowl, you got to pay like, you know, $2 million for a 30-second ad. So advertising basically is paid promotions. Promotions now is what is free. Promotions with a small p is the umbrella, or the large p, small is the umbrella for all advertising, marketing, public relations, and everything. So inbound marketing activities, they're geared to communicate in from the market and includes, for example, market research to learn about customer needs and wants. Now, that's the marketing is really important for you as a business to know who you're marketing to, right? So when they talk about marketing, it is you go to your customer and say, what do you like about my cookies? You like my sugar cookies? You like my chocolate chip cookies? That's, you know, and they say, oh, we like the sugar cookies, but we don't like the chocolate chip cookies. Now, that's marketing to your customer base. So then you get rid of what they don't like and you keep what they do like. Public relations publicity basically is you take a press release, you write a press release to the radio station, and you say, I have the world's greatest chocolate chip cookies because I have a special dough. And then you write this press release and you send them a picture and maybe send them a cookie and they eat it. And then they go on the radio or the TV and they say on the news, man, Carl Welch got the greatest chocolate chip cookies in the world. Public relations is free. Press release, media alerts, things like that. You send it to radio stations. And whether you're doing T-shirts or cookies or you're an aeronautical engineer and you own your own company, it's all the same thing. Now, promotions. Promotions is what you can do anytime, anywhere. Flyers are promotions. You are, especially if you're on the internet and you get on Facebook and Twitter and all these different sort of social media sites, the promotions that you do there, it can be free. You create a Facebook page. On the Facebook page, you put your product on there. You talk about your product. You talk about, you know, you interview your some of your customers. You have some of your customers videotape or audio tape or things like that. What they like about your product, and you put that on Facebook. On Facebook, they have a lot of different ways that you can reach out. You can create a like page, and so people will like your, you know, Carl's chocolate chip cookies page. You can ask friends to go to the page and like it, and then if they like it, it comes up on their Facebook page, and so you can do updates. You know, I got new chocolate chips. I got mint chocolate chips. I got double chocolate chips. You know, you can promote your product freely on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Reddit and all these places for free. All you got to do is build your community, right? So when you're building your community, that's how you're promoting your product. So some of these small businesses that are trying to figure out ways to do it, obviously social media is one of the greatest ways to do it. Now, they also, social media also say, okay, well, you put the fact that you got chocolate chips on your page. Do you want to boost it? If I'm in the area code 90806, that's down in Long Beach. So what's here? 94587. If I put it on that area code and I want to boost it to my area code, it costs $5, $10 and it'll boost to 200,000 or 300,000 people. Okay. If you want to pay $20 or $50, then it might boost to a couple million people. And a boost just means that instead of it just going on the pages of the people that have liked your page, it'll go on people that are within that zip code or area code or zip code. And so it'll show up on hundreds of thousands of people's pages. That's a really good way of advertising your small business if you don't necessarily have the money. Now, I only have a couple minutes left, so we'll keep this up later on throughout the season. And if you want to know more about advertising and promotions, how to do it free or cheap or inexpensive, and you're interested maybe in someone who can do graphic work for you and help build your flyers and all those kinds of things, call the Chamber. Call Carl Davis over at the Chamber. He's got a group of people, Kareem and Miss T, and he's got a group of people that are brilliant marketers, advertising and promotions and public relations, and that can get information out to you. So, you know, the simple thing is learn your social media. learn your 140 characters on Twitter or go to Instagram, and you can put up information there on Instagram. You can put up pictures. You can put videos. You know, you can have kids eating your cookies, wearing your T-shirts, someone sitting up there that you're doing work and you're teaching them how to do code. Those are the very best ways. Don't ever say that there are no ways for you to advertise and promote your business, because there are great ways that you can advertise and promote for free. Press releases are always really great, especially if you got a new product or if you're doing a new show. Write a press release, immediate release. You send it to the press, the media, and you say, this is what we're doing. And if you make it exciting enough and interesting enough, they'll put it as blurbs on television or on the radio. Disc jockeys, if you got tickets and you're doing concerts and if you got tickets to give away, our radio stations will give those tickets away as well. But it's really important for you to understand your social media is the best place for you. If you are a small business, you can create an atmosphere, an image. And once you create that image, what you want people to see, then, you know, folks are looking at you. Your identity is what's going to help you sell your product. So figure out what you want to do. Figure out how you're doing it. Figure out the image that you want people to see. Figure out how you want people to see you. How you write your product up, how you value your product shows on your Facebook, on your Instagram, and all those pages. And so I implore you, call us at the Chamber, and we will be more than happy to work with you on how to create an advertising, promotions, public relations, marketing campaigns that'll let you know how well your product is. All right. So you've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections. Today is a beautiful day, so get out and enjoy the sunshine or the rain, I can't see because I'm in a, enjoy the day, enjoy the week, enjoy the weekend, and we will be back next week with Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Not happy? Consider this. There are 6 basic human needs that must be met in order to achieve real happiness and have that feeling of fulfillment and joy. Number 1, certainty. Number 2, uncertainty or variety. Number 3, significance, meaning you know that your life means something. Number 4, connection and love. Number 5, growth. And number 6, contribution. So if you're not happy with your life right now, and you're not experiencing life from a place of fulfillment, gratitude, love, and joy, figure out which one of these needs are not being met and make a positive plan to meet that need. This is Steve Bacon, and you've been listening to Bacon Bits of Wisdom.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected. Silicon Valley Business Connections.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.